Title: Break Phrasing for Drops Masterclass for 90s Rave Flavor Advanced. All right, let's build a drop that feels like classic 90s jungle and rave, but still hits with modern tightness. This isn't a chop a break and hope situation. This is about phrasing, how the break speaks over 16 bars so the listener feels structure, momentum, and those signature turnarounds that make a drop feel narrated. Open Ableton Live and think like a DJ and a drummer at the same time. Your job is to keep the spine solid, while the surface keeps evolving. First, quick session setup, because if this part is sloppy, everything downstream is a fight. Set your tempo between 168 and 174. I'm going to sit you at 172 BPM for that rolling sweet spot. We're in 4/4. Set your grid to 1/16 as your home base, but get comfortable toggling to 1/32 when it's time to do those little stutters and edits. Make some groups so you don't lose the plot later. Create a drums group, and inside it, have a break main track, a break ghost or tops track, and optionally a kick and snare layer track if you like reinforcing anchors. Then a bass group and an FX or risers group. You're basically building a workspace where phrasing decisions are easy to see. Now step 1. Choose your break and prep it as raw material. Drop in something classic. Amen, think, funky drum or anything with that familiar language. Put it on break main. In the clip view, turn warp on. Warp mode choice matters more than people admit. If you want tighter transient behavior, go with beats mode. Set preserve to transients, transient loop mode to forward, and bring the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. Lower envelope is looser and more natural. Higher is tighter and punchier, but if you push too hard you'll get clicks and that papery edge. If you want the whole break to smear a bit more like a single piece of audio, Complex Pro can work. But for jungle phrasing, I usually start with beats for definition. Then right-click on the true first downbeat and choose warp from here straight. Loop it to 2 bars. And don't rush this. The goal is a clean, time-locked 2-bar loop that already feels good before you slice anything. If it doesn't feel good here, slicing just gives you a perfectly organized bad groove. Step 2. Slice to MIDI. Because we want surgical phrasing, right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. 1 slice per transient, launch mode gate, and make sure warp slices is on. Ableton will build you a drum rack of slices. Now we're in that MPC era mindset. You're not trapped in the original playback anymore. You can recompose the break while keeping its voice. Step 3. Build a core 2-bar loop that can roll forever. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the sliced rack. If Ableton already laid down a pattern, great. If not, recreate the groove by ear, referencing the original. Now here's the big idea, anchors versus decoration. Your anchors are your main snare and your essential kicks. In a lot of these breaks, the snare is the emotional center. Usually you're feeling it on 2 and 4, even if there are ghosted variations around it. Lock those anchors. For the first 2 bars, keep the main snare placement stable. Preserve at least 1 kick on the very start of bar 1, and typically something that makes the bar 2 reset feel inevitable. A teacher style check. Turn it down. Like, way down. If your 2-bar loop still feels complete and confident at low volume, you've got a stable core. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, it's probably relying on noise rather than groove. Step 4. Build A and B phrasing. This is where the 90s rave flavor starts to show. Duplicate your 2-bar clip. The first one is A, your statement. The second is B, your response. In B, you're going to change only 2 to 4 things, not 10. This is where people accidentally create what I call break ADHD. Every bar is different, so nothing hypnotizes. Classic jungle rolls because it repeats with intention. Choose your changes from a small menu. Swap one hat run to a different slice. Add 1 or 2 ghost snares at very low velocity. Remove 1 kick to create a pocket for the bass. Or add a 1/16 pickup into the snare on bar 2 or bar 4. Now do velocity shaping like it actually matters, because it does. Main snare wants to live around 100 to 120 velocity, depending on the sample. Ghost snares should be quiet, like 10 to 35. They're felt more than heard. Hats and shuffles may be 30 to 70, and vary them by about plus or minus 10 so it feels played. If you want subtle humanization without wrecking punch, put Ableton's velocity MIDI effect before the drum rack. Set it to random, with random around 5 to 12. Keep it subtle. This is seasoning, not a remix. Now step 5, turn 2 bars into 4-bar logic, because that's where DJ-friendly phrasing lives. Arrange 4 bars as ABA, or a BAB if you want it more active. A classic move is bars 1 and 2 establish, bars 3 and 4 answer with a tiny lift. At bar 4, at a micro turnaround that helps bar one land again. This is the secret. You're not doing a fill to show off. You're doing a fill to make the reset feel bigger. Try one of these. A tiny 1/32 stutter on a hat right before the loop point, or drop the last kick to make a little pocket of air, or set up a reverse slice that sucks into the downbeat. The goal is that when bar one comes back, it feels like it lands, like gravity switched on. Now step 6. The bar 8 and bar 16 turnarounds. This is where rave identity lives. Think of a 16-bar drop like a sentence, not a loop. Bars 1 to 4 are the statement. Bars 5 to 8 are development. Bars 9 to 12 are the twist. Bars 13 to 16 are the payoff. So bar 8 is your moderate turnaround. Bar 16 is your strong signature move. For bar 8, pick one moderate trick. You can do a snare drag leading into the downbeat, place 2 or 3 hits that imply acceleration, with velocities like 25, then 45, then a full hit at 110 on the downbeat. Or do a kick mute, remove the kick on beat 4 so tension rises. Or a hat choke, replace a busy hat run with a single open hat slice to widen the moment. For bar 16, do something obvious enough that even a casual listener feels the punctuation. Try a one beat amen style reorder, pull a snare slice earlier than expected, then answer it with a kick slice. Or a stutter fill, duplicate a 1/16 slice 4 to 8 times, and automate a filter so it evolves instead of sounding like a copy-paste. Or a subtle tape stop-ish moment. Keep it tasteful. You can automate frequency shifter, or do a reverb freeze for a beat, then hard cut back to dry. Teacher note, the fill should not be louder than the reset. If the fill becomes the main event, the drop loses impact when it comes back. A really effective Ableton trick here is to automate the drums group, not every single slice. Put an auto filter on the group and sweep into the turnaround. Then use utility for a tiny pre-fill dip, like -1 to -3 dB, and snap it back to 0 at the reset. That tiny dip makes the downbeat feel like it hits harder, even if it's the same level. Step 7. Add 90s rave details. These are the little edits that scream hardware chops, without needing any cheesy samples. Reverse into the 1 is a classic. Duplicate a snare slice, reverse it, fade it in, and end it right on the downbeat. It's like the track inhales and then punches. And here's a big one. Resample for authenticity. Create a new audio track called Break Resample. Set audio from to your break track or the drum rack output. Arm it and record 8 to 16 bars of your phrasing. Now you can do old school audio edits, consolidate, cut, reverse tiny bits, do micro repeats, add fades to avoid clicks. Audio editing forces commitment, and commitment is how you get that confident 90s feel. Also try a rave chip fill. Grab a tiny percussive slice, pitch it up 7 or 12 semitones, shorten it to like 30 to 80 milliseconds, and place it as a pickup before a snare. It creates urgency and cheek without adding new samples. Step 8. Groove without slop. This is advanced, and it's where a lot of people accidentally ruin their drop. Do not swing the whole rack blindly. Extract a groove from a break you love. Right-click an audio clip and extract groove. In the groove pool, keep timing around 10 to 25%, velocity 0 to 15, random 0 to 8. Then apply that groove only to your hats and ghosts, not your kick and main snare anchors. A clean workflow is to split MIDI into 2 lanes. One lane is anchors, kick and main snare, mostly straight. The second lane is tops and ghosts, grooved. If you want an even tighter DJ tight but a live feel, skip groove and manually nudge timing. Late hats by +4 to 10 milliseconds. Early ghost notes by -3 to 8 milliseconds. Kick and snare stay on grid. That gives shove and pull without sounding lazy. Step 9. Punch and dirt using stock Ableton devices. On the break output or the drum rack output, try this chain. Drum bus with drive around 5 to 15. Crunch around 5 to 20. Boom is optional and dangerous in jungle. Keep it low unless you're really controlling the low end. Damp somewhere in the mid to high range to keep it from fizzing. Then saturator, analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's harsh, dip 2 to 5 kHz by a couple dB. If it needs air, a gentle shelf at 10 kHz. Blue compressor, 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Utility, bass mono at 120 Hz. Level match at the end so you're not mistaking loudness for improvement. Optional advanced dirt. Set up a parallel return for break grit. Saturator driven hard, then bandpass it from about 200 Hz to 6 kHz, and blend it quietly, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. You want texture you feel, not a crunchy blanket. If you want 90s sampler chew with no third-party plugins, use Redux in parallel. Downsample around 6 to 12, bit reduction subtle. Then saturator after it and notch any annoying whine around 6 to 9 kHz with EQ. Blend to taste. Now step 10, arrangement. Make the drop feel narrated. We're building 16 bars that feel like a story. Bars 1 to 4, establish the core with A and B logic. Bars 5 to 8, increase density. A few more hats, a little more ghosting, small edits. Bars 9 to 12, twist. Pull one element away. Maybe fewer kicks or filter the tops a bit, so there's contrast. Bars 13 to 16, payoff. Strongest variation. Then your proper bar 16 turnaround and reset. Here's an arrangement coach trick, rule of three. In any four-bar chunk, limit yourself to three noticeable edits. Everything else should be micro. Velocity, tiny timing, subtle tone. That's how you keep identity. Another pro move, call and response between frequency bands, not just hits. Duplicate your break into two chains. One is body, focused roughly 120 to 900 Hz, and the other is air, 4K and up. In bar 2, 4 or 8, briefly mute one chain so the other answers. It feels like old mixer performance moves. Now do masking checks every 10 minutes. Toggle bass and breaks. If bass disappears when break center, carve some 180 to 350 Hz out of the break, ideally dynamically if you can, but even a small EQ dip can save the groove. If snare loses crack, reduce saturation or dip 2 to 4 kHz on the noisy layers only, not the clean snare anchor. Also consider grid discipline. Commit anchors to audio early. Resample or freeze your kick plus main snare spine. Keep it dead solid. Then do your wild edits on tops and ghosts. That's how you get chaos without losing the backbone. Common mistakes to avoid while you work. Changing too much too early. Swinging the snare anchors. Overfilling bar 16. Ignoring velocity discipline, and ignoring warp artifacts. If you hear flams or dull transients, revisit warp mode. Beats versus Complex Pro can make or break the whole feel. Now, quick practice structure you can do today in about 20 minutes. Pick one break, slice it to drum rack, right clip A, two bars, stable anchors, minimal ghosting. This audio version is shortened for playback.